You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Oh my goodness, I have not started this episode yet because I can't stop yawning. I woke up late today. Well, actually, I went to bed very, very late. So I think I got enough hours of sleep. I feel refreshed. I feel ready to go. I've got my black coffee in my Alice in Wonderland cup. And I'm looking around. I got a brand new desk. Well, it's not brand new in the sense that it's like hot off the press, but it is new to me and I am so excited. I'm very inspired. Even though I have sleepy eyes and my slippers are still on, I'm looking around and I have created for myself and this work that I do and my business and for God and consciousness and for my journey here on this life, I have created a little sanctuary, my cottage in German Village. And I adore it now. I say this as if I clicked my fingers, I pushed a button, I snapped my thoughts and voila, but no, this is many years in the waking, many years in the making. As you can tell, I just woke up, but this is kind of the fun part. Actually, I'm noticing, so my eyes are closed and I'm noticing that because I just woke up, I'm feeling a little loopy. I mean, I just opened my eyes as far as getting out of bed and there's a different energy to it. There's a different feel when you're in this state of sleepiness. There's a different way of receiving messages. So God consciousness and spirit, your higher self, your angels, your guides, you are being encouraged to create such a sanctuary, a sacred space, a place for you to also be in your state of joy, in your state of bliss, in your state of creation, in your state of inspiration. So this doesn't mean you have to go and buy a house necessarily, but what if you can make a space in the garden? What if you can transform a room? I'm thinking of like Harry Potter and like the little closet that he has underneath the steps. What about that? What about just a tiny little space where you can go and you can quiet your mind and you can close out and close off all of the worries? Now, they may still be there because our mind never fully shuts off, I guess, unless we're sleeping. And even then, we're receiving symbolic dreams. We are soaring through the sky. Our souls are going into different directions. So our mind is still at play. So our mind is never shut off. So even if you do create this sanctuary, you are allowing for your mind to go in a state of flow and to creation. Now, we are here to create. We are creators. That's what we do. We express ourselves. We express our voice. We express our thoughts. We express our bodies through movement and dance and music. We are allowing ourselves to express. Now, if we didn't, we would become very stagnant, very feeling of sense of uselessness. So spirit is encouraging you to find that space where you can become the version of you that has always been there, and perhaps it's been a little suppressed, perhaps it's been a little depressed, Perhaps it's just been hidden and it's been calling for you to reawaken itself, to unearth your inner magic, to begin again, to find that what lifts you up, even perhaps as a child, so your inner child, what you used to love to do, or maybe not even as a child. Maybe this is something you used to do a few years ago and you've lost track of it. Maybe something happened that was traumatic and took you on a different path for a while. That doesn't mean that you can't go back to that path. With the new year here, we think about what can we do? What are new opportunities? How can we change? So you can use that energy in a fun way to start brewing some ideas for yourself on this space, on this new way of thinking, on this new sacred spiritual path for you. Begin to think about how you can create this new room in your castle. It makes me think of Interior Castle, or by Saint Teresa. Now I'm trying to think of what the book is called. I believe that's it. And see, I'm going into my logic mind and I'm changing and I don't want to do that. So God is encouraging you to have fun. Now I know that maybe you might be going through something very hard. You know, I always think about, like, it's so funny because I notice that when I go on this little trek of expressing and talking and channeling and receiving messages and offering them out, and if I talk about something super positive, I'm always reverting myself back to, oh, well, I know that there's trauma and I know that there's scary shit and I know that life's not always easy. I think it's just a good reminder, not that we need to be reminded, but it's a good, I'm just saying that I know that things aren't always positive. You know, I know that life is challenging. And maybe life up to this point has been super grand for you. I mean, maybe things have been absolutely fantastic. But as a human experience, I doubt that. I think that part of being here is experiencing the tough emotions, the tough situations, having to let go, having to release, having to grieve, being sad, not understanding, having to witness things that are completely out of your control. So that's all part of it, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. And instead, I want to lift you up and I want you to be inspired with the things that are before you, even with your current surroundings, even with your current environment. I know here in Ohio, the sky is almost white. It is gray, but I am going to use that energy to focus on what I can control, which is right in front of me in my cottage. I can create the things that I want to create, and I'm going to ask to feel energized. I'm going to get on my yoga mat. I might take a long walk. See, the energy is all part of this as well in creating your sanctuary. So you have to have the energy, right? And so you may think, oh my God, I don't have the energy. But Spirit's saying, yes, you do. You might need to change the way that you're eating, the way that you're thinking, the way that you're moving your body. Me in particular, my hips have been extremely sore here and there, but I know that I just need to move. And this is so crazy because this reminds me of a reading that I received many, many years ago, and she talked about my hips being sore. And I thought to myself, what the hell is she talking about? I mean, in a positive way, you know, I wasn't like putting her down or anything because I really enjoy her readings and that's why I go to her, because she's so good. But I remember thinking, my hips aren't sore. Well, here we are, like what, 6 years later after she gave me that, I'm like, oh my God, now I know what she's talking about. you know, and I've gone through quite a bit of trauma with the loss of my parents, and that's when my hips started hurting. So I'm kind of all over the place, and that's okay, but it goes back to, you know, giving yourself the energy to create the space, to create, to be, to live with joy. Your spirit is calling you to express itself. What does that look like for you? How can you express yourself? This doesn't mean you have to be an artist per se. You know, you don't have to get out your paints and your coloring, your crayons, and you know that, but maybe that is. You know, just think about what it is that your curiosity is drawing you to. What is your curiosity pulling you in toward? And explore that option. Is it a class? Is it a course? Is it connecting with other women? Is it drawing? Is it writing? Is it talking? Is it moving the body? Is it running? Is it competing? Is it fighting for something? This sacred space can be within yourself as well. It doesn't have to be in an environment necessarily. You can start with yourself. How would you want to create the sacred space within yourself? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to renew and to rejuvenate? What do you need to do in order to give yourself the space that you know you're deeply wanting within, that your soul is calling for you to pay attention to? That's the question, and that is the invitation to move forward, to listen and pay attention to your intuition, and to take action upon its loving guidance. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.